For the MaxHealth Broadband News and Weather Center, I'm Breck Riley. Here's what you need to know for Monday. A nonprofit group that serves victims of child abuse and sexual assault is expanding into Neshoba County. The Wesley House of Meridian is now serving Philadelphia and the surrounding communities.
We have multidisciplinary team individuals. That's a unique calling. We have family advocates, another unique calling. By being able to bring them here as well to be able to serve out of both locations, we're able to better serve the people of Neshoba County and surrounding.
That's Executive Director David Schultz speaking to our news gathering partners at WTOK-TV. Assistant Executive Director Brandy Ray said a number of their clients are from the Neshoba-Newton County area.
It's often a burden for families for travel. It's also sometimes difficult for law enforcement or Child Protective Services to get to Meridian for forensic interviews. And so we really wanted to make things easier for the victims and the families that we serve.
The group is planning its second annual fundraiser gala, which will be held next month at the MSU Riley Center in Meridian. Local football players are staying in shape this offseason by playing for a 7-on-7 team.
It's going to help me drop better, react better during the fall.
That's Javen Mallett from Kosciuszko. He plays for the Mississippi Air Attack, which also has players from Choctaw County, McAdams, and Velma Jackson. 7-on-7 is a stripped-down version of the game, focusing on the so-called skill positions.
You got a quarterback, you got five receivers, and then, you know, your little center, he counts as a person, so you got like time limit of 4 seconds, get the ball out, different things like that.
That's quarterback Caden Greer. In addition to helping with mechanics, players are able to meet with college recruiters.
Cahoma, this has been one of my big ones, Northeast, Itawamba. Jackson State actually texted me a couple of days ago, talking about coming to a camp.
The Mississippi Air Attack will play in its first tournament next month.
And this is Randy Bell with more news. It's some of the coldest weather of the winter in Mississippi, with the official start of spring just hours away. Temperatures this morning have dropped into the low to mid-20s across much of the state with a freeze warning in effect. Now, it won't be as cold tonight, but another freeze is possible in this part of central Mississippi. And in basketball, Ole Miss is headed to the Sweet 16. The Rebels knocked off one of the top-seeded teams in the women's NCAA tournament last night, beating Stanford 54-49. Stanford is a perennial power in women's basketball, having won the national championship 2 years ago and making the Final Four last year. It's Ole Miss's first trip to the Sweet 16 in 16 years. They'll play the winner of tonight's game between Texas and Louisville. Mississippi State had a chance to advance to the Sweet 16, but the Bulldogs were eliminated from the tournament Sunday, losing to Notre Dame 53-48. Find the latest news and weather online now at breezynews.com, kix96news.com, and cruise98news.com. From the MaxSouth Broadband News and Weather Center, for Breck Riley, I'm Randy Bell.